what's a TV?
Yeah. And then they saw the blood and guts and shit, and they were like, Suga.
Right.
I can't do it.
No, you just take your finger, and you go up and down your throat like this.
Should I do the pencil game while we're recording? Just stab my desk and ignore it?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite Hotaku, Sam, the Bomb, the Turkey Tom, the Mom, the CD-ROM that you put in your DVD player and it doesn't work properly because the thing, the CD tray is all jacked up. So you got to open it once or twice, maybe three times. Maybe you got to blow on it. Maybe you got to give it a blowjob. You remember that? Back in the day. So this past weekend,
Only 90s kids will get this.
Shut up. Back last weekend, me and Trisha were cleaning our room and we tested my Sega. And I had to give my copy of Sonic the Hedgehog a blowjob. Anyway, I'm your favorite Slutaku, Sam the Bomb, at your favorite podcast, Anime Summit Podcast. And with me, I have Danny.
Happy International Lefties Day.
Ooh, and
I just learned that Danny's left-handed.
And
today,
Anime Summit best boy, Nicholas St. Nicholas.
Oh, fuck it. I was going to do my intro and whatever. I got the Fight Club Mako Nendoroid, so I'm excited about that.
That's like
that's not really an introduction.
You sound so excited. You're like, yeah, I got the Nendoroid. It's great.
Dude, I saved $25 with my eBay coupon.
That's actually really good.
Get at me.
That's actually really good.
Well, I spent like triple the price of a regular Nendoroid on it because it's old. So.
Ooh, I have an idea. Oh,
still
my
cheaper
God.
Than a figure.
I have the greatest fucking idea. Nick, on our Instagram... I'll go first, and if you can send me or Danny the picture if you want us to do it for you. We should start...
I'm not sending picture of my balls.
No.
On Instagram.
We should start a thing on our Instagram or Twitter or both, whatever, and call it Merch Monday. Take a picture of some anime merch we have. Upload that bitch.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick. I'll go first. Or actually...
LOL.
Actually, we could do... We could do two Instagram uploads. Who cares? Me and Danny. Me and Danny and Nick. Who cares? So, anyways... If you follow us on Instagram, which I'll tell you about later on, you should do that. Later in the episode, we're going to talk about anime to watch before you die. What do you
we're
need?
Also missing a Quokka.
Also, yeah. Also, Quokka's not here today.
M-I-A. We don't know where he is.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay, though. Like,
there's no real excuse. It's just like,
anything.
Yeah, we don't really know.
Right. And obviously, he's in Korea, so it's a little more confusing with the time and everything, but... We will find him and we will get back to you. Anyway.
Where's Quokka?
Hashtag Where's Quokka 2018. What do you want to see or what do you want other people to see before they die? What do you think is good anime for that? What do you think everyone needs to watch this before they die? If you don't.
What do you think, audience? Let us know in the comments.
You missed out. If you see an anime and you're like, wow, people are missing out on life if they haven't watched this shit. Okay. Real talk. But anyway, I'm going to hand it off to News Anchor Nick for the news. Don't fuck that. We're going to do beatbox. Nick, with the news.
Hey, TNT acquires Otter Media, including Crunch. I was trying to go to their beat.
Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't. You were trying to freestyle?
I was going a little slow, but...
All right.
I'm just going to read off the article, but maybe...
It worked for a bit, and then I fucked up. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So AT&T acquires Otter Media, including Crunchyroll and VRV. And so basically, AT&T already owned half of Otter Media. Now they own the rest of it, and... Let's see. Crunchyroll is not like super high up on the ladder, so we don't know how much we don't know how much of a huge difference is going to make as far as like Crunchyroll quality and like their business strategy and all that stuff. Like maybe what stuff they stream. Maybe if they finally update from their Flash player, which I think they have like beta for the other player. But anyway, okay. Yeah. So,
that's
like, it goes
weird.
AT&T, Warner Media, Otter Media, Elation, Crunchyroll.
I think that's always, like, the question, right? Like, okay, how is this going to change how Morty doing stuff? You know, like, I don't know. It seems weird. when people buy stuff. You know, like fucking.
Yeah, it's like Sony, how they acquired Funimation. It's like, I don't know.
When Marvel,
it's hard to tell.
When Marvel finally acquired Spider-Man, it's like, okay, sweet, now Spider-Man's going to be in the MCU. But now they have Sony altogether. And now we're wondering.
Well, they also have 20th Century Fox.
That's what I meant to say. Now it's like, are we going to see some X-Men now in the MCU? Are we going to see some mutants?
Or finally get a fucking Fantastic Four movie done right.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are worried that, like, these companies are getting too big.
I'm worried about
problem.
That.
Like, that's why I always say, fuck Disney.
Hashtag fuck Disney.
Hashtag fuck Disney. But, like, you know. I'm just saying, we need another a Teddy Roosevelt. Trust bust that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I think it's getting too crazy to handle at this point, because like you got these international companies who are too big now too, and it's like, fuck, they're running the governments, and basically if they get too big, then they can, you know, do these anti-consumer practices and just price gouge everybody, make a worse service, you know?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they can do propaganda too, which people don't necessarily think about, but that's a big thing too. So like, you know, this is just one little thing. AT&T, Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is pretty small, but you know, we don't want all the media companies to be glommed up into just like Disney, you know?
Right.
That's too much. So I don't know. People are just kind of talking about that.
Well, we don't want things to be like one way, you know, like that's.
Yeah, we want competition and choices and variety, because that leads to better quality.
Can you imagine Disney like owning a production
Star
company?
Star Wars?
Well, they already own Star Wars.
Yeah, I know.
That was the joke, yeah.
And like, what, they own like Marvel and everything.
I'm just saying, can you imagine if they own like a company that does like purely just horror films? Like, that'd be funny.
That'd be weird.
They'd probably have like a secondary. They'd buy the company that does that, and then like keep the name or something.
Right. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
And they'd have like, and so the villain's catchphrase would be, "Ho ho,
oh yeah, I'm gonna stab you in the gullet." Ho ho.
Well, South Park kind of did that. Like, they kind of made fun of that whole like, Mickey thing. So, like, Mickey was the villain and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do it, but I think Disney used to, like, they don't use Mickey Mouse in anything. Like, they don't make anything with Mickey Mouse anymore because it's just a mascot. And, like, they do that to protect copyrights or whatever.
No, they have the Mickey's Funhouse thing on in the morning. They still make that.
Yeah, and they also
what am I thinking of? I'm
like,
thinking of something slightly different. Like, they don't.
No,
like,
they make
it has
cartoons.
To be an exact way.
Yeah,
like,
because that's where the song
they
comes
make
from.
Cartoons. They make cartoons for, like, you know, Mickey and Friends and stuff like that. They still do that.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of something different.
For the kids in the morning, you know, hot dog, hot diggity dog. You know what I mean?
But I know they're very rigid in, like, what Mickey can do and, like, what all their characters can do. This is turning into a Disney podcast. But I heard another podcast, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, right? So they had to have all these characters, and Disney made it so they all had to have the exact same number of lines and screen time in the movie, that because they didn't want one character to overshadow the other and like taint the brand or whatever. So like that's the type of stuff they can do, which is like I'm sure other companies do something similar, but
right.
Disney's like really like rigid on some stuff. So I don't know. That's just kind of a cool little factoid. Factorino.
Factorino. Hashtag Nick's Factorinos. Factorinos. Okay, next thing. Sorry.
Is factoid even the right word? I don't know. Anyway, and so One Punch Man Season 2 is airing in 2020, despite the first episode premiering later in the year.
What the fuck is... Is it because JC's staff is, like, really afraid they don't want to fuck it up? Like, I mean...
So
I mean,
basically,
would,
the new...
I would,
there's
be,
a,
I would be scared.
There's a person on Twitter... Julish, or aka Mitu, who said that basically the studio change is not the main issue. It's the new director, Shingo Natsumi, was able or wasn't able to bring other... The way they worded their tweet, something to do with Shingo Natsumi and bringing freelance talent from across the industry to work on the project. So, like, the first One Punch Man wasn't really... what is it? Madhouse? Because they had everybody from, I think it was Madhouse. Or was it Bones? Whatever. It doesn't matter. Because it had animators from like every company help animate it.
Yeah, it was like a passion project kind of thing.
Itaka Yakamura, something like that. I might have said that wrong, but they had like a really big name animator come in and help with it, and that's why it turned out so good.
Oh, sorry. You're right. It was Madhouse. Yeah, Madhouse.
Madhouse Bones. Who even knows?
well, I'm reading it. It says Madhouse. But, yeah. Like, I mean, a lot of people, too, also are, like, upset. They're like, well, the GC staff's going to fucking ruin it, and it's not going to be as, like, awesome.
It's just, like, a staff scheduling thing. Like, the staff that they want to do it are not necessarily available.
Right. I think what I'm trying to say is I don't think they would hand it off to just any studio. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, JC staff may just be the people doing it. That doesn't mean they're going to hire the animators they normally hire. You know what I mean? Like,
well, they're not going to cheap out and just hire lower quality. They're trying to get the top quality, so One Punch Man is lower on the priority list because they're already tied up in other projects. That's basically it. So,
sure. Yeah. But
I wouldn't really want JC staff to do One Punch Man because, like, their animation's not that good. Like,
right. Well, they're the ones handling
really good.
The second season, so.
Yeah, or I guess it doesn't really matter. If it's One Punch Man and they get every different animator, then who cares?
They're hiring outside bitches. But yeah.
Yeah, they're like contracting it mercenaries.
That's why I'm trying to say, like, people need to chom down.
But yeah, delayed till 2020. Yeah, and then so good news, the Vinland Saga anime is slated for a 2019 release.
Yeah, I'm going to read
this. This one was announced a while back. I think we mentioned it.
Yeah, you mentioned it, actually. Yeah.
And Vinland Saga is, like, one of the biggest manga on on My Anime List.
Yeah.
It's one of the most popular in the top. I think it's in the top. It's in the top 100 for sure. I don't know the exact number.
You mentioned it, but there wasn't, like, a date for it. It was just, like, they announced it.
Yeah, so it's 2019. The director is Shuhei Yabuta, who also did Inuyashiki. Character designer, Takehiko Abiro, series composition, Hiroshi Seko, scriptwriter, Kenta Ihara, and BG art is Bamboo. So
Bamboo!
Dr. Block is nutting right now.
Shout out to Dr. Block.
No, I'm not like an expert on like all the staff members, so these don't ring a bell as much, but like, you know, you can look into them. And the background art is like, that's what I'm interested in. A lot of like the new backgrounds are just kind of, you know, blah. You guys notice that in the seasonal shows.
Yeah.
So if they get good backgrounds, then it saves everything.
Let's do a whole episode on backgrounds. Done. Let's do it.
Oh shit, dude. Let's do that.
Yeah, for real.
Put that on the talk right now.
All right.
We'll get Dr. Block to just be like, oh, the whole episode. let's see. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking. Oh, yeah, so this guy did... Bamboo did the backgrounds for, like, stuff like Bakemonogatari, Anohana, Eden of the East.
Anohana.
Lull in the Sea, that's Nagino Asakura. That had really good backgrounds, actually, so...
Yeah, all right. It did. Yeah, the backgrounds are sweet. That was one of the things that I loved about it, was, like, the environment and the backgrounds and shit. For real.
So that'll be interesting. All right, next piece of news, last one is... Oh, God, I clicked on something. Perfect Blue is coming to U.S. theaters in September.
Word.
This is the first Satoshi Kon movie from 1998, I believe.
Is it coming to Minnesota?
I certainly hope so.
You'd probably have to check like Fathom Events or something.
But like, yeah, Perfect Blue is like a real classic, kind of deals with social media and like the pitfalls of that. So. Ugh. And like working in like showbiz, so yeah, dude, Perfect Blue, and I might be mentioning it later today in the cast.
Actually, at the Imagine Theater in Lakeville, which is where I live. Well, technically I live in Rosemont, but oh, dude, it's playing in like 5 different Minnesota theaters. Seven,
hell yeah,
8. Holy dude, shit!
Minnesota is like an art center.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a California, New York, Minnesota, Atlanta, Texas.
Yeah,
those are a lot of the big
Minnesota
ones.
Minnesota is like super. Our music and movies and film scene is really huge.
We have
here.
Like a pretty big theater scene.
Yeah, supposedly. We have a huge theater scene too. That's true. But yeah, no, dude. Yeah, we should go. Also, I'm sure there's going to be a Facebook invite that someone's going to make. Speaking of Facebook and social media, though.
I heard that in one word. Like,
you
just
should
type it out in one word.
You should follow us on Instagram
at Anime Summit Podcast and Twitter at Anime Summit.
And then also, if you haven't subbed to the YouTube, you should sub to the YouTube.com/Anime Summit and YouTube.com/Anime Summit Extra. And also, here's...
Ooh, leave an iTunes review. That helps us.
Thank you. That's what, like, I was going to say next.
One of the best SEO things.
Yes. Right? Please, if you like our podcast, please, if you're going to leave YouTube comments, that's fucking great too. I read a couple of them today that made me pretty happy. But also leave a review on iTunes, because I see people who say, I love this podcast on YouTube. Say that on iTunes. I would love
you
for
it. We
will
read your review on the cast.
Yeah.
I
saw a YouTube comment today that said, I love Nick. Like, why didn't you write that on iTunes, man? Why didn't you put
it
on?
No, wasn't it like, I like Nick's laugh or something?
No, someone else earlier. No, there was someone else. Said,
oh, okay.
Yeah, that one too.
Something
no, there's
mildly
that.
Creepy, but yet funny. Yeah.
I love your laugh. I wish I could hear it more often.
I want to protect your smile.
There's one YouTube comment that just says, nice. <They're> like,
those are the best comments.
And the judging an anime by its cover episode is just like, nice. Like, but no, for real.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. Also, I will post a link in the description. I will make sure Nick posts it in the show notes. We have merch, motherfucker. I always forget to say this. I keep telling myself,
buy that merch.
I keep telling myself I'm going to pimp it.
I'm just kidding.
Some mo, and I always forget. But if you go to Amazon and just search Anime Summit Podcast, you'll find t-shirts with our logo on it. You'll find the Zetai Ryuki shirt that just has a girl pulling up her thigh-high socks, and it says Anime Summit Podcast and all that stuff on it. Huh. And then and then, yeah, you can get that in different colors. Actually, production assistant Aquanips has a couple of them already, so get wrecked.
Wait, can I read a couple of comments on YouTube right now?
Do it right now.
So, Fat Warrior said, Danny died at the end. She's such a treat.
At the end of the, yeah.
Wait, was that person's name Fap War?
Fap Warrior.
Fap Warrior.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think that's probably.
Oh, shit.
I think I know who that is in the Discord.
Yeah.
He also said, "Is Cuoco becoming the new Nick?"
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, we are merging into one.
He said that Dragon Ball incest joke triggered me a little.
Yeah.
Is Cuoco becoming the new Nick?
And then someone said, "Can I subscribe twice?"
Yeah, shout out to Fat Warrior and 945.
Yes, you can. Create a new account.
Yes, you can. Yeah, create another account. That video has got 7 dislikes and 7 likes. I'm going to like it, so it has got 8 to 7. Fuck you. Don't appreciate it.
Wait, which video is this?
My appreciation episode.
Yeah, you're not appreciated, so.
Nobody likes. That's okay. I mean, whatever.
Who gives a shit?
But, yeah, no, there's always, like, I don't know.
Wait, what? Oh, it was in this one. It was in when we were like saying that the Mal top 100 was wrong. Where was that with that guy?
Does that have a lot of dislikes on it?
Oh, here it is. I ship Danick.
Yeah, Danick.
That one.
Yeah.
And then one of you wrote gross.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
I said it would never work.
Yeah.
It really
wouldn't. It's strictly
wouldn't.
Professional.
It really wouldn't.
But yes, I am going to. So I am. By the time you hear this episode, you're probably already going
to
see in the announcements channel on our Discord and on our Twitter. I'm going to tweet it tonight, the link to our store, and you can buy some shirts. I'm going to put some more shirts up there. Let me know if you want to see some more shirts. It helps us. It's really awesome. So there you go.
I like how your thumbnail for the Mount Rushmore is Astro Boy, and the title is Goku.
Did not even think about that. Yep. Wow.
It's a great thumbnail. It's just the title doesn't really match it.
Yeah, because I always put a thumbnail of what we talked about or if it's relevant to that. Okay, whatever. Anyway.
That's actually kind of funny, though.
Yeah.
Is
I would leave it. Just leave it.
Yeah, YouTube is not really a podcast format, but we put them up there.
But
so.
Anyway, so we're also on Spotify and iTunes. We come out with new episodes every Thursday, and then it comes out on YouTube the following Saturday. So be sure to do all that stuff. Give us a listen. Give us a listen on Spotify. Spotify is awesome. And,
And there you go. So do all that. I love you for it. And maybe I will give you a special something in the near future for a contest. Maybe, perhaps. I'm putting something together. I'm putting the band back together for you. We're going to perform at your wedding.
Well, Nick, speaking of band, Nick, you need to watch Beck Before You Die, Sam.
Nick is on the tambourine. Oh! Now onto the main topic. Beck is on my plan to watch. I think that's a lot. I don't think I've ever heard anything bad about Beck. I'm going to be honest with you.
Like, yeah, if you're into the scene of music making and guitars and rock, then you should watch it. That's all I really have to say about it. I haven't seen Beck in like 7 years, so it's hard for me to remember exactly. I know Jeff from Mother's Basement likes his waifu is the main girl from Beck. So there you go.
Like, actually?
Yeah. No, for real.
Oh, man. Okay. Animated See Before You Die. What do we recommend? What do we need to watch before we die? Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it. I'm going to tell you what you need to watch right now. Only anime that matters. Martian Successor Nadesco. Take a shot. Move on. I'm done.
Take a shot.
Drop the mic. No, I'm just kidding. No, I got a couple that I thought of that I think if you're...
What's the difference between this topic and just like our favorite anime?
Well, because this topic is like, even if you... Because obviously like there's anime out there that's really good that even some of us don't enjoy. I think that's what we need to look at. It's not necessarily our favorite anime, but anime that we know,
yeah,
that you need to see before.
So something like Grave of the Fireflies. That's not on my favorites list, but it's something everyone should watch time.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you for asking. Yes. That's exactly...
Basically painful shit to watch.
Right. So me going Martian Succession to Disco at the beginning there was not like... Even though I do recommend that to people, I don't think it's one that you need to see before you die. I think it's one that...
If you have certain tastes, then it is. But for like most people, they would be okay without seeing it, if that
makes
sense.
Yes, yes. So I thought about that too, because I was like, oh, I'll boot Nadesco. But then Nick last night was like, remember, it's not necessarily your favorite anime. It's anime that... Blah, blah,
but there are some that overlap still.
Oh, sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, that being said...
And are we just talking about stuff that we've already seen, or we're doing both of them, right?
No,
stuff
I think
seen and stuff that we want to watch?
No, I think both. Seen and haven't seen, because obviously...
So, let's start with what we've seen, and then we'll move on to what we haven't seen.
Yeah, sure. Because I think there's a bunch out there, too, that have been... recommended to us numerous amount of times, and obviously we still haven't gotten around to watching it yet, but
I made an anime bingo for myself for stuff to watch.
Then you can just black it out when you're done.
I'm getting that blackout.
I wrote down a little list, obviously, and I tried to make it so like
I wrote down a big list.
I tried to make it so like it was, I don't know what I was trying to do. I think the anime that I wrote down is one that have kind of stapled itself, like, you know, whether it was on the Mount Rushmore or not.
Did you order your list, or is it just happened to be numbered?
It just happened to be numbered. I didn't order
it. Okay, it's no particular order?
No. But I think, like, one of the obvious ones, I have to say, is Mobile Suit Gundam 0079.
The recap movies or the original show?
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. I actually don't think the recap movies would be bad if you just did those.
Because I've heard that the recap movies are a good replacement.
They are. Yes.
Either one, really?
Yes.
And the thing is, like, so this is weird. I've seen the original series, but I haven't seen the recap movies. And the original series was, like, it was definitely, you could tell it was made in the 70s. And it had a lot of, like, those, Monster of the Week episodes. Or some number of them, and the plot was like a little bit like it. They could have chopped it down a little bit. Didn't need 39 episodes or whatever it was.
Right.
Now but it was still it was still very good.
Right.
For what for what it is.
Right. And then
the time came out.
Now we have the gun cannon. Pew, 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 pew. Shoot them.
Now we have toy number 5.
And fucking now
buy
fucking,
this toy.
Now Char's piloting the fucking goof instead of the Zaku 2 or whatever, and it's like, oh shit. Now he's got a goof.
Fun fact, Tomino wanted the Gundam to be all white but the toy, the company made him, producers made him add color to it so it would sell.
I think it's the red and blue and white's cool. It's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think the color looks better. It wouldn't look as good
if it
was all
white. There are Gundams out there that are all white, though. I think that a couple of them have been on the 8th MS team. Anyway, I think that's, if not that one, you should definitely see, like, Double Zeta Gundam.
Some version of Gundam.
Oh, yeah, I would even go far as to
say, that's not, like, Sea Destiny.
Anything before Wing is, like,
well, I've heard Turn A Gundam is really good, too.
Turn A is really good.
And I haven't, and Gundam 00 I've seen. That one was very entertaining. Dude, the thing about Gundam is, like, they all kind of run together after a certain point for me. And, like, they're all 50 episodes. Every single one of them is 50 episodes, plus a movie or whatever. And after watching so many shows, like, I forget exact details of it.
Right.
I just know it's, like, a war drama, and there's, like, a lot of political intrigue and subterfuge and cool fucking robots fighting in space. And,
right.
You know.
But, like, more so than that, right? I mean, that kind of covers a lot of big mecha kaiju shit. Not really kaiju shit because there's no monsters. But, like, if you kind of, it kind of, a lot of kaiju shit, a lot of Mobile Suit Gundam and some Gundam battles and stories take inspiration from some, like, that stuff. Like, Ultraman and Jet Jaguar and stuff like that. More so, Evangelion as well takes a lot of inspiration from Godzilla and Jet Jaguar and Gundam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think,
and like Ultraman, I think too.
Definitely Ultraman. I definitely
like stuff from the '70s.
Yeah, I definitely think that Neon Genesis Evangelion and End of Evangelion is another thing that you should watch before you.
Oh yeah, that was my number one actually. If I had to rank them.
I think, wait,
Danny, have you seen it yet?
For what? What?
Have you seen Evangelion?
Yeah.
Not the rebuilds, the original.
The original, yes.
Like the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the show. I haven't seen, like, the movies.
Wait, so have you seen the show and the movie End of Evangelion? Because that's...
No.
So
I
End of Evangelion is
yet.
It's the finale to the show. So it's like... It's... Episode 27, 28, whatever, if you want to call it that.
26, 27.
Anyway, yeah. But yeah, like Evangelion, I kind of wanted to differentiate this from our Mount Rushmore, too, because like the Mount Rushmore was like, oh, here are the building blocks of anime, basically. And then the stuff to watch before you die can also include that, I think. But it's like, okay, which is, it's like, what? I was thinking, like, okay, what's the best in class with 0% APR financing? I'm just like, okay, what are the best? What's my favorite, you know, mecha show? What's my favorite slice of life? Whatever, that type of thing. I didn't know if that was... See, and the thing about that is I don't even know if that's, like... This is kind of a broad category, so what to watch before you die. It's just, like, what's like, a good-ass fucking show to watch? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shows part of the human experience or shows like some really cool spectacle. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Evangelion is definitely one of those. I think.
And like.
Because Evangelion is talked about so much, you just need to watch it to see if you like it or hate it or don't get it. You know what I mean? Just get it out of the way.
You got to watch it twice, honestly. But like, it's one of those really dense shows that you need to see. You need to pay full attention to it. You can't be like playing on your phone, watching it with one eye, you know. It really does a lot with like limited budget because it's a TV show or an anime TV show, and it's like, you know, it is my number one anime if I have to pick one. And it's the reason is because it's like every single minute is meticulously crafted for a TV show, especially like the Blu-ray editions. It actually looks really good. Like the character designs are good. Everything like flows together. It's like, and like the reason I don't pick, like, I know Madoka Magica is another very good one with somewhat similar themes, like end of the world type themes and everything.
I
kind of like,
fought myself on that one.
Well, I'm just the counterpoint is like,
yeah, tell me
the
tell
reason
me.
That it's like the character designs in Madoka Magica for me, I know the reasons for it, like, cause it's a magical girl show, but like it, the character designs weren't lifelike enough and realistic enough for the topic, if that makes sense. But that's what magical girl shows do all the time. You know, but like with Evangelion, you have these characters that look real, you know, like they look like humans, not just like caricatures. And because of that, and because of like the really, really good directing from Hideaki Anno and Studio Gainax, like it's just like a perfect show, even if it has some flaws. If that makes any sense.
Well, that
it's
was
not
one
like
of
perfect,
things,
perfect, but
that was one of the things I liked about Monica, though, because it kind of played into that kind of trickery where you think it's like this just magical.
Well, yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah, they had a bunch of reasons for it. It's just my personal taste is like, if it's going to be that serious, then I want the characters to look realistic.
That's dumb. You're dumb.
It
kind of
pulls me out of it a
that.
Little bit.
Like, I feel like then that defeats the purpose of Madoka Magica. You know.
Well, I know. I understand. I totally.
Everyone
I know why
Nick.
They did it.
That, like, totally defeats the purpose of, like, what Madoka Magica is.
They looked like Hey Arnold characters, all right?
I mean,
but no,
granted,
that's another show to watch, too.
Fucking
granted, I mean, I do agree with you on some point. You know, I still liked Madoka Magica for the plot, and it was definitely a good twist to what magical girl shows are, but I do have to agree with you on that the, like, how the girls were drawn really, really did slightly bother me in some sort of way. Like,
yeah,
it
and
did
they did
look,
it on purpose,
it did,
you know.
It did look strange compared to, like, the scenery of the entire show.
Oh, especially when they went into the witch worlds. But that
yeah.
was all on purpose, too. It was
well,
meant to be trippy
no,
and weird.
I think they fit, like, they were well-suited in the witch world than... when I think like in the later episodes they were like in the real world and like they were just like surrounded by all this debris and all you just see are just like really bright clothes and all that kind of stuff, so
yeah.
But yeah.
But like going back to Evangelion, so like the other reason I think everyone should watch it before they die is because for anime it's one of those really like pivotal series. It could be on the Mount Rushmore. We didn't do it because it wasn't like a super building block, but like I said this before, but it kind of like it sucks everything from the past and then it spits it out into the future, you know what I'm saying? Like you can pinpoint when anime changed, when Evangelion came out, and that's why you need to watch it. And on top of that, it's also like, in my opinion, the best version of what it's doing. So like, you know, Darling in the Franxx came out this year and I was just constantly comparing them because like they're kind of paying homage to it sometimes, and it's like it just wasn't as good, the characters weren't as good. And with Evangelion, like every single character, every one of the main characters has their own thoughts and feelings, and like it makes sense, and like they act realistically and they have like real you know, you can really sympathize with everybody, and like they have this, and the cool part about it is like it's this like psychological emotional story that takes place in a sci-fi background. You know, you got these, you know, the big robots and the angels as like metaphors for, you know, different parts of like the human experience and everything. And that's why it's really cool. So like there's just a lot going on, and I need to watch it again to get more out of it, but like there's just so much to it. It's so dense with material. So I mean, you know, it has everything that you could want in an anime, and that's why I'm saying that's like my number one choice if I had to just recommend one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Danny?
I
mean, Sam's been talking a lot.
I mean, I honestly I feel like even
yeah,
though
you have three on your list, and
that's my plan to watch.
Oh, I'm right. I see it.
Yeah. I honestly feel like, you know, what people have to watch before they die is like Golden Boy, especially. I feel, you know, it's
from
definitely
1995.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those that like you can really laugh at it regardless on, you know, anything really.
That is
like
your quintessential 90s comedy anime right
yeah
there.
Yeah, like it's freaking hilarious. So and the main character, oh wow, I'm drawing a blank here.
Oh, Kentaro Oe.
Kentaro, yeah, he's like he's so freaking smart, but like you know, he's such a little like perv and like he's so dumb at the same time. Like, I just find it hilarious. And it also makes me kind of wonder, you know, like, what would have it been like if they made a full series of Golden Boy, you know, like probably like kind of like maybe a prequel of it in a way, like on how he was like when he was going to school, you know, like because in the show,
doesn't the source material go past the show, right?
Yeah,
and it turns into like a hentai basically.
Yeah, like it's not that great and everything like that. I remember reading it, but I don't remember what it was about after. But yeah, like I think it kind of would have been like in a way nice to see like how Kentaro was like in school before he decided to go on this journey of his and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's definitely like that like high staple OVA, especially like for OVAs.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, you know, I was really happy when I discovered Golden Boy. I was like, what is this? And then when I watched the first episode, I was just like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Definitely not like I would take Golden Boy over Prison School any day.
Yeah,
like
that's fair.
That kind of comedy, you know, like with big boobs and like all that kind of stuff, like the perviness of it, I would definitely take Golden Boy, or even why am I drawing a blank here?
Like Shimonetta or something, that came out the same time as Prison School.
Yeah, that, or even what's coming out? What came out to this season?
Oh, Grand Blue.
Grand Blue. Like that kind of perviness kind of show, I would take any day over fucking Prison School.
Well, yeah, Golden Boy had better animation because it was an OVA.
Yeah,
I think it's
really good raunchy comedy.
I think we need to talk about that just for a second, the raunchy comedies in Japan, because obviously it's, you know, different a little bit in Japan than it is here in America. Like, raunchy humor here is like, huh, I peed in your beer and now you gotta drink it and your mom's hot and I banged her and band camp, whatever.
I roofied your mom.
Yeah. Just really dumb shit. Okay?
Like every 80s movie.
Japan, I've seen an anime and it was a short anime. There's like 30-some apps or something, or 40, I don't remember, 20 or 30-some. They're like 5-7 minutes long, and there's not really a main character at all. It's literally just an anime all about trying to sneak a peek at girls' panties the whole time. It's called Colorful, which I know shares the same name as the...
Oh, yeah, there's a very serious movie about depression that's called Colorful.
Yeah.
Don't confuse them.
Yeah. So make sure you,
I slightly did right now. So
yeah. Yeah, so, like,
I haven't seen either of them.
No, yeah.
Colorful, yeah.
It's really funny, and I have it on DVD, and me and Trisha watched it all in one night, and it's really hilarious. It's just, like, there's one...
How dare you make fun of depression, son?
Yeah. It's, you know, like, there's nothing inappropriate happens except for the trying to sneak at women's panties, you know, sneak a peek at women's panties.
Right.
And obviously, like, that's a very serious issue. If that happened in real life, you know, that'd be fucking harassment.
Doesn't Japan have, like, all of their phones make the clicking sound when you take a picture?
I don't know.
Or Korea might have that.
I don't know.
And it's, like, hard programmed into the phone. Like,
right.
You can't silence your camera.
Right.
Because that was, like, a problem.
Yeah. But, you know, that's Japanese humor. You know, it's like, oh, panties, oh. And like, 7 times out of 10, something fucked up happens to the dude. Like, he falls down some stairs or whatever.
Dude, I don't understand, like, taking pictures of panties. What if they have, like, a skid mark on there?
Okay. You know? Anyway.
Wow.
I guess maybe they like that stuff. They're already taking pictures.
But, you know, like, freaking, you know, like, the raunchiness in Japan is, like, it's all about big boobies and all panties. Oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What are you, Highland? Oh, shit. You know, like, it's kind of dorky. It's kind of funny. It's kind of stupid. And then there's also, like, the, you know, guys accidentally walking into a room naked, when they didn't know a female partner or a partner, person, roommate, whatever they like, is in the same room. And then a lot of misunderstanding Three's Company type humor.
Yeah,
but the way that
yeah.
some anime presents it is just really funny. Especially if they animate the eyes all stupid, like, you know, like, that shit is funny. I don't know. It's really slapsticky kind of in some ways. And I think that's a good example of one you need to watch before you die is Colorful. But speaking of comedies, though, too, I also think people need to, like, watch that one anime.
Technolize.
Okay. Watch Sorry. That one anime that, like, that's, like, really easy to watch, but you gotta click the next one because it's so fucking funny. Is
Old
like,
School Rumble?
School... Okay, no.
Sorry. Sorry. I keep interrupting.
Yeah, fucking Nichijou. Nichijou is really... Or Azumanga Daioh. I think everyone
God,
needs
still,
to watch those.
I still gotta finish those.
Dude. I still haven't watched... I haven't watched Nichijou yet.
Everyone
I've
needs
seen,
to see Nichijou. Like, you just have
I've
to.
I've seen School Rumble. School Rumble is a really great comedy.
That's like the best school comedy.
It is. Well, actually, I mean, I kind of like Asobo,
Asobase,
the three girls. Yeah, Asobase. Yeah,
that's not better than School Rumble, though.
I don't know. Like, these girls are fucking hilarious.
It is funny.
Like,
yeah.
It's really funny.
But that one's more of like just kind of like a what is it? A gag, like SNL style comedy.
Yeah, I suppose, but I still think
skits. There we go.
I still think
sketch comedy.
The anime is really it's really well done. Like, I recommended this show to a friend of mine back in New Jersey because he kind of likes like these raunchy comedies, and I even told him to watch Prison School because like it was the type of anime that like
Prison School
that type
is good.
Of comedy,
you guys are just hating.
That type of comedy that he likes, and when he watches Asobase, he like laughs like nonstop, and I follow him on Instagram too, and on his stories you can just see him, like he like posts videos of him like dancing to the opening theme song to Asobase.
I mentioned it before, that theme song is fucking so catchy.
It is. Like, say.
Yeah, yeah, when they're, like, grasping their hands. Like, that's the best part. It's not, like, there's not that much animation in it, but so what?
Yeah, no.
I still think it's really
That show is really
fun.
Funny. I would probably, when it's done, I'm probably going to recommend Hella for sure.
Yeah.
That's the summer season show you got to watch before you die.
Yeah.
In case you die before
Every time
season.
Someone says something and I think it's cool, I'm just going to, Sugoi. So stupid. Like,
dude, Olivia, best girl. That? Fight me.
No.
No, dude.
No.
Who's the flat-chested one? Her, too. And the big boob
Hanako.
One. All good.
Hanako.
So all
Hanako
three of them, Nick?
I pick Olivia because she's a shithead. That's funny to me.
I think Hanako is more of the shithead.
Yeah, the
glasses,
the
flat one?
No, the twin tails. That's Hanako.
Oh, Hanako.
Is she the flat one? No boobs?
Yeah, she's more flat chested.
Yeah. She is like the main character. But anyway, yeah. Ace of Base, watch it. Ace of Base. I'm gonna call it that. I'm sorry. I know it's wrong, but
Ace of Base.
What's some other?
So yeah, we've mentioned some
comedies.
Some robots. Some comedies. What else do we got? We have like Cowboy Bebop, everybody should watch, right? I mean, let's just quickly go through
this
one.
Yeah.
It's one of the best anime. It's, like I said before, it basically started and perfected its own genre all at the same time.
Pretty much.
Maybe not started, but it was like, you know, early on in like the space western style.
Yeah.
And like,
anything
by Watanabe, like Space Dandy is really good.
You could also say the same for like Outlaw Star and Trigun.
Yeah, those are good too. Those are very good.
Speaking of which, they're playing the
Cowboy Bebop. They didn't. Sorry, what?
Oh, I was going to say they're playing the Cowboy Bebop movie in theaters again soon too. Also.
Oh, what?
Oh, I watched that last year.
I totally forgot.
I mean, I watched it before that, but
yeah, because it's like an anniversary thing. Anyway, sorry, Cowboy Bebop.
But I'm just saying, like, if you could only pick one, you pick Cowboy Bebop out of all those.
That's so hard.
Out of
Trigun,
Cowboy,
it's not hard,
and
it's easy.
Out of
it's
Cowboy
so easy.
Bebop, Trigun, and Outlaw Star, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh no, out of Cowboy Bebop versus the field. Like in any kind of space genre.
I would
I don't know. I mean, I guaranteed, like, I love Cowboy Bebop. Like, I have a fucking tattoo of Cowboy Bebop, like,
of Spike's ship.
Of Spike's ship. I have the swordfish on my arm.
Where is that's it? What it's like, called. I was about to look it up.
Yeah, it's the swordfish too. But
I was
going to
ask if it was a tramp stamp, but never mind.
But, like, Outlaw Star has, like, a lot of good scenes.
Yeah, they're all good.
And it's really Cowboy Bebop can be dramatic, but they also, like, they put in the twist with their soundtrack, which makes it so good and why it has its legacy for what it is. With Outlaw Star, I feel like it's more on being a bounty hunter and more of like dramatic scenes, especially when it comes to Melina and Harry, because Harry is like freaking obsessed with Mel. So
I need to rewatch Outlaw Star, but yeah.
Well, I would rank them, Cowboy Bebop, then Trigun, then Outlaw Star. In my opinion, although I haven't seen the last two in a little while.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you this though, about those three that you just named.
Cowboy Bebop, ..
They are what I call those three anime are what I call the Adult Swim Saturday Night trifecta.
Yes.
They all need to be watched.
Yes.
When in the early 2000s,
Outlaw Star wasn't actually on Adult Swim. It was on Toonami.
Well, it was on Toonami first, but I watched it on Adult Swim.
Oh. Yeah. I never watched it on Adult Swim.
Because they do that with Toonami. Yu Yu Hakusho also, but then they put Yu Yu Hakusho on Adult Swim.
All the young
kids
were like, what's a TV?
Yeah. And then they saw the blood and guts and shit, and they were like, Sugo.
Right.
I can't do it.
No, you just take your finger and you go up and down your throat like this. Gah!
Sugo.
Should I do the pencil game while we're recording? Just stab my desk and make noise?
Yeah. I got all my fingers. The knife goes chop, chop, chop. Anyway. you need to watch that. That's the trifecta. Ooh. Of Adult Swim. Yeah. You need to watch those. If you don't,
chop, chop.
If you don't before you die, then you suck and you're not a real fan.
I'm just saying, just do Cowboy Bebop. That's all you need. Boom.
No, I think you're
a basic bitch.
I think you're a basic bitch.
I am a bitch. I'm a basic bitch.
Bitch. I really think you need to watch all three, though. Anyway, what else we got? What else are you saying? What else are we telling people?
Okay, so going to movies.
Oh, good idea.
You need to watch all of the Takahata movies. And
Paprika.
All of Miyazaki's movies as well for Studio Ghibli.
Jibs?
We've done a whole series on every Studio Ghibli movie. So, like, if you know, check out our thoughts on that in previous episodes, which actually one of them we need to re-upload. But anyway.
Which I feel like we shouldn't really talk about Ghibli because...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys can check out our thoughts on all of those. My personal favorites are My Neighbor Totoro, Spirited Away, and Princess Mononoke. But, you know, the good thing about Ghibli is there's a lot of good ones.
But Simon, Nick, and Danny, and Quokka, and Mac, maybe. What about Mary and the Witch's Flower? Well, we'll get to it, so calm down, okay?
We will.
Relax.
But look. Every like half the Ghibli movies are masterpieces, and a small number of them have like some of the best animation you'll ever see in animated 2D animation.
I agree with that statement.
So like,
I'll allow it.
You have to watch it.
I'll allow it. Yeah.
The most underrated, Only Yesterday. That's my opinion. But
Only Yesterday is super underrated. Yeah.
Yeah. The other, as far as other movies though, the next one in the top tier, like right alongside Ghibli, in my opinion, is the Satoshi Kon movies. So he made four movies. It was Perfect Blue, Millennium Actress, Tokyo Godfathers, and Paprika. And then he also helped make Paranoid Agent.
But I love Millennium Actress. That's a good movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, Perfect Blue and Millennium Actress are both masterpieces. Like 10 out of 10. Everybody needs to watch them just for the editing alone.
Right.
Just for the editing. Like, it's insane.
Right. And let me mention something really quick now that we are talking about
like
it.
Like, so many match cuts and like, perfect transitions. It's so good.
And I'm going to mention this real quick while we're talking about it, because Perfect Blue is inspired a lot of the movie Black Swan.
Yes,
some of these anime films have inspired American films. And even Akira inspired the movie Chronicle, if you've ever seen the movie Chronicle. Which is
Ghost in the Shell, The Matrix.
Yeah.
You know,
if you've seen the movie Chronicle, it's a found footage film, and it's about these three kids who get these psychokinetic powers, and everything goes crazy by the end of it. It's awesome. But even the kid who becomes the bad kid at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, he's like Tetsuo. He's got like the hospital gown on and he's destroying everything. It's fucking awesome. Like, it's fucking sick. Anyway.
Ooh, and Wisecrack podcast is doing an Akira episode.
Boom. So,
advertising another podcast. they don't do as much anime, so they're not like directly an anime.
But no, shout out to that podcast. We should do an Akira episode. But anyway, Akira is another one. Satoshi
Kon. Definitely doing Akira podcast.
All the Satoshi Kon movies, I agree, and Akira. Definitely.
Paprika.
Dude, especially the first two.
Paprika is definitely like an inspiration of Inception.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, they're all like, what's his name?
Paprika
Christopher Nolan.
Paprika is actually one of my personal favorites.
Right.
Out of Satoshi Kon's films.
I still haven't seen that one yet. I own it, but
it's
I haven't seen
really,
it yet.
It's really... What are you waiting for, man? You gotta watch it. Oh,
that
we
one's
should
about, like,
do
dreaming,
a Satoshi...
Think, so.
We should do a Satoshi Kon series like we did with Gyps.
Well, we already talked about Godfathers and Millennium Actress, though.
And Perfect Blue, I think, and, too. But one of them was kind of old. We could do, like... that type of thing, like favorite movies.
Yeah,
whatever.
Danny.
Side note.
Just do Paprika.
But I think a lot of that too. A lot
the
of the
Paprika Pod.
A lot of the Hollywood
pod
shit
paprika.
Has. A lot of the Hollywood
Shut
shit.
Up, Nick.
A lot of the Hollywood shit also probably has to do with the fact that Robin Williams loved Satoshi Kon. Also,
yeah.
A lot of the studios directors are fans of anime, and you know, and vice versa, anime. Directors are fans of Western stuff too.
Yeah.
So
his daughter Zelda still has the Paranoia Agent Millennium Actress DVD that's got Satoshi Kon's signature on it, and it was one of her father's favorite things that he ever had. She tweeted a picture of it, and it was seriously I almost cried. I fucking love Robin Williams. Anyway, more movies.
That's gotta be pricey.
Oh hell yeah, dude. Fucking more movies though. What do you got? Fucking
one of my honorable mentions was In This Corner of the World. I feel like people should watch that.
Yeah, the three movies that came out was like In This Corner, Your Name, and then
Silent Voice.
All three of them are really, really good.
Oh yes.
Despite us getting annoyed by the weekly update.
The weekly update. I really think also that it should be mentioned that Mamoru Hosoda's trailer for his latest film is out now, by the way.
Oh yeah, Mamoru Hosoda.
Yeah.
Is it Wolf Children?
You know, not all of his. I mean, all
Summer
of his
Wars.
Films. I mean, they're. I don't think they're as good as.
Well, yeah,
I think
you have the tier
there.
List. You have like.
Yeah.
Takahata, Miyazaki. You know what? I even put Satoshi Kon above everything. I don't know. That's just my personal one. That's kind of a hot take, but those like Takahata, Kon, and Miyazaki are like the top ones, and then maybe Oshii. I don't know. For like Ghost in the Shell and
for
and,
me personally, I love Hosoda films.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hosoda's really good. He's like second tier in my opinion.
Right. So I don't know if you'd watch all of his films before you die or should, but if I'm gonna say any of them, it'd be Wolf Children.
Yeah,
100%.
him and Makoto Shinkai are kind of on the similar tier for me.
Yeah, Shinkai. Yeah.
I mean, they're both very good. So you know, it's hard to compare it to the all time number one. You know,
the number one spot. But no, I agree. I agree with you.
Okay, this is a weird question. Do you guys think that everybody should watch Angel's Egg before they die?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Because it's like
especially,
so artsy.
especially if you're into the fine arts and everything like that. Like if you're in college and stuff, this is definitely like a must to watch.
There
really isn't a lot of dialogue in Angel's Egg, which is fine. So it's easy to
there's
watch.
Almost none.
Yeah. Little to none.
I think there's like a little bit.
There's
at the
one
end
scene
of the movie.
Where the guy talks, and that's
yeah, and it's at the yeah. and it's close to the end of the movie anyway. So, but yes, no, I definitely agree. Like, especially if you like you're an art major or some sort of like into like video editing and all that kind of stuff, like that.
Some
that
sort
movie,
of snob.
Yes, without a doubt.
I'm just kidding.
I think
I want to show this to like some country bumpkin and see what they think.
I think that's one of those
just,
things.
Like, someone who's just like, I only watch Bleach.
I only watch Bleach. I think that's one of the ones where it's kind of like Evangelion. You need to just watch it, whether people have told you it's bad or good. You should just watch Angel's Egg.
Yeah.
Because it's like, just watch it. It's one of those controversial, like, conversation pieces where you just need to you need to be able to talk about it with somebody.
Yeah. Well, it's a good one to study and read analysis about.
Yeah, it's definitely not for everyone. I can say that. Like, it's
God, no.
Yeah.
God, no. But yeah, no, for sure.
I would wanna watch this like if I was stoned.
You should.
Danny,
report
you're
back
always
to
stoned.
Us.
Yeah. I'm not always stoned. I'm not stoned right now.
Okay,
I'm
but
never...
let's talk about some. Sorry.
Not right now, she says as she starts lighting up the Mary Janes and injecting.
I heard if you huff the Mary Jonas, you become a piece of paper and die.
Yep.
No,
and you get pregnant too.
Yeah, I heard you
we
get I heard you get pregnant.
You get teen pregnant.
If our listeners haven't noticed, I am pro marijuana's.
I'm pro marijuana.
I think everybody is. Everybody in their right mind is pro marijuana.
Yeah, if you're not, you're kind
of. I don't even use it. I wouldn't even ever, even if it was legal, I wouldn't use it. I don't give a shit, but it's like, why is it illegal?
All right.
Anyway,
either way, if you're not pro, then read a book. But
save
no,
it
let's
for the legalization podcast.
Let's talk about some. Let's talk about some offbeat ones here, really quick, though. Okay, or not offbeat.
I want to talk about.
So like, what categories?
Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Okay, there we go. We got some moe school.
That's what
life.
I was gonna say. Let's move away from like the movies and really talk about ones and talk about some ones that, you know.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen this, but I still tell people.
What?
Okay.
You need
Sam,
to watch this.
The way to watch it is watch it in release order because
don't listen to him.
No. If you watch it in chronological, then you get that first climax too early on, and then you get a whole
don't
bunch of like
don't
filler episodes. You need the filler episodes in
don't
between every story episode. That's
Sam,
how they meant it
to
be. Release order. Always release
Sam,
order
don't listen
for every anime of all time.
I always normally do release order, though. Should I not?
Release order.
It honestly, in my opinion, it really doesn't matter. I didn't
no, it does
watch
matter.
It in release
Watch the
form.
DigiBro video on it. He explains it. Everyone take a shot.
I don't watch DigiBro, and I don't really give a shit.
Everybody,
about what
take
DigiBro
two
says.
Shots.
So,
Nick, not hug DigiBro.
I did not watch it in release order. I still
I didn't
liked
either,
it,
and I wish I did.
Nonetheless, so.
Because it starts like in the middle of the show, right? It starts on like a middle episode if you do it in release order.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's the second episode. Anyway, whatever.
But
why Haruhi, Danny? Other than
why?
Me arguing about it.
Well, I mean, to be quite honest, like when I first started watching anime, Haruhi Suzumiya was kind of like that the poster girl of anime in the early 2000s. Like when I was like a teenager, I had like this binder and I had like two notebooks, and I would just like cut and paste my favorite anime characters into this binder, and my friends and I would just like go through it and stuff, and you know, just like talk about it and stuff.
Did you memorize the Hara Hara Yukai dance?
I mean, I already know it anyway. So, but.
You should post that on Anime Summit Extra, Danny.
No.
Dancing. Do it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Wear
maybe.
Like a Pikachu mask or something.
I'm not going to wear it, no. everyone tweet on our Twitter if you want to see me do that, then maybe.
Oh, no. Better idea. Wear an Eremanga Sensei mask.
Maybe. But anyway.
I thought you
hashtag,
saying, while...
hashtag Summit Squad Dancing Danny.
There we go.
Yeah, that's your name. Come on.
That is my name.
Also, you need like two other people, so get like just some random passerby.
Oh,
okay.
Go
anyway,
into the city.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so like when I was like going through, you know, Google and like looking for pictures and stuff, I would always see Haruhi like at a random sometimes. So, and when I was a kid, I always wondered like who she was from and all that kind of stuff and who she was. And it wasn't actually until maybe like,
she's a god.
Four years ago, I finally watched it. So, and I was really hooked. And the disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya is a really good movie.
Yeah, everyone says that's the high point of it.
Yes.
I think I watched that one on my phone while half paying attention, so I need to rewatch it.
You do.
Even so, it was good. But like Haruhi is like kind of a, it kind of subverts a lot of those tropes, a lot of the tropes.
Her personality is very strong, and like she's definitely like a go-getter. You know, she doesn't really, she doesn't care what people think. You know.
Yeah, and Kyon, the male protagonist, is also the other good part. And like the dub is
the dub is great. I enjoy it. Yeah, I really enjoyed watching the dub. And it was just funny all around. And also like the, what's her name? The time traveler. I forgot her name.
Oh, Yuki Nagato.
Yeah. I just felt you always feel so bad for her because like, you know, Haruhi like makes her wear like the maid uniform in the club room or in like a bunny outfit and stuff, and she's always embarrassed about it.
Yeah,
but
well,
it's so cute.
This is another show in support of Evangelion because you have the Dandere and the Sundere. Well, although what's her name, Miki or Miku, the red haired girl. Basically, it's Rei and Asuka archetypes. They just reskin the characters a little bit.
Yeah,
and that's like that's a thing that people don't realize is it's Evangelion like really popularized that. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
Especially Rei. That was like, because Sundere has existed before, but they weren't always like red hair. The red hair Sundere, you know, Tiger from mm-hmm. Toradora, all that. Anyway, yeah, Evangelion. Everyone take a shot. I mentioned it.
Everyone take a shot.
I really think also, well, the thing about Suzumiya too is she's almost kind of like McDonald's. Like you see her and you know who it is.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like she was definitely she was definitely the poster girl of the early 2000s. So.
She's like one of Kyoto Animation's first big hits.
Yeah.
Because they helped with Full Metal Panic and then they did some other like air cannon type stuff. And then Haruhi came out at some point and that was like a really big explosion. So yeah. Popular ass, good ass show.
I also really think,
boom.
Speaking of just like a little more recent stuff, I think Kill a Kill is one that everyone needs to watch.
Oh, yeah, Kill a Kill. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Like, Yama,
that one's pulling from previous, well, that's like a Trigger / Gainax. I mean, it's Trigger, but it's like old Gainax employees, which pulled from Evangelion. There we go. References.
Take a shot.
The trigger the trigger symbol, the T, that cross, is from, it's from the explosions from Evangelion, I think. I'm making this up. I don't really have a good source on that, but like, you know how Evangelion, when the angels shoot their, you know, their beams and it makes a big cross explosion?
Yeah.
And that's Trigger's like symbol. I'm pretty sure that's what that is. So I could be mistaken. But either way, let's just go with that. That's canon now.
You know what? Canon. Me and Aquanips have been playing Dragon Ball Fighters, and I, like, he would play like adult Gohan, I play like teen Gohan. I'm like, canon. Like, anyway, no, I think Kill la Kill is very important. I think you need to watch that for sure. Also,
yeah,
Made in Abyss, I think, is another one that's recent.
Oh yeah,
wow, you just skipped over Kill la Kill.
Back to Kill la Kill. I couldn't watch Kill la Kill in sub.
It moves very fast.
It was so fast for me. I got so overwhelmed that I could not watch
it. It has a really good dub, though. So
yeah, I had to wait until the dub came out because I tried. There were so many times where I tried to watch Kill la Kill subbed, and I could not do it because there was just so much going on. And I could not do it. So, yeah.
That's one of the Studio Trigger's two good anime. Hot take, Nick. All right. Yeah, Kill la Kill. So, okay, going back to some serious stuff for a minute. if you want, like, some real, like, heavy-hitting themes, then definitely check out Haibane Renmei, which I show-swapped with Sam a while back. Haibane Renmei from 2002. It's a, it's like a slice-of-life drama about these people who are angels, they're angels, and they kind of are in a purgatory, and they're dealing with, you know, they're trying to get to the next life, basically. They're trying to like ascend, and it deals with that, and it deals with like Like it's kind of like it deals with depression a little bit. So if you've ever felt like that, then have to watch Hibernate Renmei, because that's a really good show. It, you know, it's like, what is forgiveness and redemption and all that? Serious themes right there. And Sam, I know you didn't like it as much as I thought you might, but that's okay. You know, it's didn't have enough proxy.
I did.
It didn't have proxy battles, so.
I just wish there was a part. I honestly, towards the end, I wish they just would have settled it by putting a Beyblade stadium in the middle.
Oh, I thought you were going to give, like, an actual thing. And be like, yeah. Well, I wish they would have explained, you know, the voices. It's like,
let it rip.
Dude. Dude, that'd be so funny.
Drider, they go!
They ascend, and, like, and she's like, she pulls off her halo, let it rip! Just, like, floats off.
Oh, that's actually kind of funny. That's actually kind of funny.
Like, for real, though, Hibernate Renmei, like, the people, they make polls all the time of, like, what are your favorite anime from the 2000s? And Hibernate Renmei is always in the top 10. And it is legitimately one of the best anime from the early 2000s, like 2000 to 2010. So, like, everyone should check it out. Bam. Especially, yeah, everybody. And then the last, like, this one's, like, kind of comedy and serious. It's mostly, like, it's, like, actually nothing. There's, like, no category for it. It's Ayashike. That's the best way to describe it is Aria. The animation, Natural Origination, the Aria series, which I talk about every time, so everyone take a shot.
Take a
shot.
I
mention that every fucking podcast, but yeah, like, if you want something that will heal your soul, then you have to watch Aria. Like, and don't, you know, maybe you should be older before you watch it. Don't watch it when you're a little kid. You're not going to get it. Wait till you're at least in college, I would say, or, you know, 20 plus years old. And even then, I think 20 might be too young to, like, fully appreciate it, but, dude, it's like life's little miracles, man. That's Aria, the show. It's so good. Sam, you really need to watch it. It has a cat face, Johnson. I keep mentioning that to you, and you know, you're just like,
You know what? I don't need to watch it now. 10 out of 10 show.
It's like deja vu. Last time I said that, you're like, 11 out of 10.
Yeah, everyone take a shot. Cat face, Johnson.
Yeah, those are just a couple of serious ones, you know. So.
I really want to add these, because I didn't watch these until later in my life, and I'm like, damn, really should have watched these. Gunbuster, Berserk, like...
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of want to name them, because I know we're coming on time here, but I just...
I replaced Gunbuster with Evangelion, but, like, Gunbuster's really, really good, so...
I really think if you want to go back in time a little bit, those are some good ones, and...
Berserk is, like, the better version of Devilman, basically. You know, like, Devilman Crybaby came out, and, like, people were like, oh, it's really great. And some people were like, oh, it's not that great.
If you
want something that's, like, 100%, watch the original Berserk.
The 97 one, yeah. And I think Berserk took a lot of that violent controversy that Devilman started and brought it back to life in the 90s a little bit, in my opinion. I think, obviously, there's a lot more. There's, like, Gonaga Guy did, like, Star Demon and other shit like that later on.
Well,
but
it pulled from the Devilman ending.
Yes.
The Berserk ending is very similar to the Devilman ending, but Berserk is just a way, way better story than Devilman.
Yes. If you want to go back in time like that and watch some ones I think you need to watch before you die, Ashitano Joe.
That's the boxing anime.
Yes. That, I think, set a precedent for a lot of things like... Hajime no Ippo and Baki the Grappler and
Megalobox.
Megalobox, because that's an Ashitano Joe thing too. But and then if we want to talk about magical girls though, like if we're talking about like staple in the genre, besides Sailor Moon, right? I feel like everyone needs to watch.
Yeah, because that's on the Mount Rushmore. You can't cheat.
Yeah, I can't cheat. But like Cardcaptor Sakura.
Okay, besides Cardcaptor Sakura.
You need to watch Cardcaptor Sakura.
Drink. Oh, dude.
And I wasn't even the one who said it.
Yeah, actually, don't take a drink. Spit out your drink.
I am going to say,
and take a shot. Oh My Goddess is definitely like something that you should watch before you die.
Take a drink.
Fruits Basket.
Take a drink.
Yes, Fruits
it's
Basket.
It's Danny's stable of shows. Just like my stable of Aria every episode.
Escaflowne.
Oh, take a sip.
Sippy sip.
Haikyuu, obviously. You gotta have some sports.
Well, that's
I'm already wasted.
Every girl says
I'm already
that,
wasted. You're on ice too.
Oh God.
Yeah,
man.
No,
you're such a girl.
You're on ice is great. I love your
yeah,
ice.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But okay. No, what I really wanna say, and I really feel like people really should watch this before they die because it's so good. It's Nana.
God, I still haven't seen that, but I've heard
like. You need to.
People
can
have
we
said
an,
that to me.
We need to do an episode of not just for
that's
Nana.
A long one though. We need time to watch it.
Save for a show swap. Do that show swap
I
for
mean,
me.
That won't
that
even be a show
me.
Swap. That has to be its own thing.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, we can do that later. Anyway, but yeah, but it Nana is so good. It's very. I want to watch it again. I mean, I'm already doing like the same author who did Nana, for another topic that we're gonna be doing for our show swap with Kulka. But it's very heartwarming and it's definitely up Sam's alley. Like this is something that I feel like Sam, you're going to love. Like you're going to be obsessed with it.
Right on my ass.
Yeah, no, it's literally right up your alley. And it's, one, it's about music.
I thought Danny was going to say right up your ass.
Yeah, that's so too. Yeah.
It's definitely right up your ass,
But no, like, it's about music, and it's about, like, these two girls who, you know, move to Tokyo, and they end up becoming roommates and stuff because they both liked this apartment, and so... it was like the cheapest one, so they decided to be roommates. One is they're both named Nana. Like their names, their first
like,
names are Nana.
Do they bang?
No, they don't.
God
bang.
Damn
it's
it!
Not, it's not a Yuri. It's not a Yuri. It is a love story, but it's not a Yuri.
I can hear Kuoka. Up 2 out of 10.
Where's the spit
strings?
I wanted
to show swap Nana with, I wanted to show swap Nana to Quilka.
Okay,
it's too long.
Let's
like,
show swap Legend
episodes.
Of the Galactic Heroes. You watch that?
No,
I'll watch something short.
No,
no.
Speaking of,
but anyway,
okay,
also
well,
this,
but yeah,
yeah, we're
oh,
coming
go
up.
Ahead.
We're no, I'm just saying we're coming up on
like,
time.
There's
here.
A lot of big ones we haven't mentioned, like Full Metal Alchemist, Death Note,
Fooly Cooly,
like
Fooly
yeah,
Cooly,
those
yeah.
three like. Are fucking huge.
Samurai Champloo.
Yeah, and it's almost like too obvious, but those should be the first things we mentioned, honestly. But like, because those are really like pivotal.
Yeah, but
and high
I
quality.
Mean, like, I feel like we mentioned them like a lot. So,
I know, but that's the thing. It's got to be the something you got to watch. What if you haven't seen it, Sam? You got to watch them.
Yeah, but
that's why
I
they're
mean,
so
we
popular.
Already did,
they're so good.
We kind of did a Death Note episode anyway with me.
I know.
So,
well, we don't
and,
spend
and
20
we
minutes on it, but you know, we got to mention
about
it.
That, so,
it. We're not doing the 20 anime hidden gems. We're doing stuff you got to fucking watch. All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Fine.
Shit.
Whatever, Nick. Whatever.
Everyone, come.
All right. In. Speaking of that, if you're an anime fan, if you want to be in the know, if you want to be in on all the jokes, you got to watch School Days.
No. Oh,
okay.
God, no.
That's not.
You can
before,
skip that.
Yeah,
you
don't have to watch
skip
it before
that.
You gotta watch School Days. Trust me.
You don't need to watch.
Don't read
that.
Any spoilers. Just watch it.
You don't need to watch it.
We're telling
it's
you.
It's legitimately good. It's on my 3x3.
It's not legitimately
good. No.
On my 3x3.
No.
Enough said.
By unanimous vote, two people are right and one person is wrong.
How is that unanimous?
2 out of 1.
Wait, what the fuck? What
Sam and I both agree that it's something that people can
two
skip,
out of
and you're
one,
the
though.
Only one. Two out of three.
Okay, don't do math on a live podcast, everybody.
Two of us is right, and one of us is wrong. There.
Yeah. Well, I count as two people, so.
All right. So, what are anime that you think we should watch if we hadn't mentioned it now? Because I know we all mentioned. A
oh,
couple
and
that we
stuff that
seen.
We. Okay, real quick. What's on our plan to watch that we like a couple of two shows each that we or movies that we haven't seen?
Slam Dunk is definitely one of them, and Marmalade Boy is another that I would like to watch.
Oh, everyone should watch Eden of the East also. I haven't seen...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too.
I haven't seen Slam Dunk, and that's one I need to watch also.
Oh, so good. Soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
It is very shonen. Like, there's a lot of... It's very long. And it doesn't finish either, so you have to read the manga if you want to finish the tournament.
And,
But, oh, well.
Really Hunter good. Hunter.
Yeah.
Is another I haven't versions seen.
Of it. Yeah. Dude, so look, if you like Yu Yu Hakusho or vice versa, then you got to watch Hunter x Hunter. That doesn't make sense. If you like Hunter x Hunter, watch Yu Yu Hakusho. If you like Yu Yu Hakusho, watch Hunter x Hunter. Same creator. Both awesome. Some of the best action shonen.
Yeah, I need to watch. People have been recommending that to me, telling me, like, you got to watch this.
Nick, do you have a plan to watch?
Yeah, I got a lot of them.
Well,
okay.
Pick one.
So a big one. Just like, this one's always been bugging me. Hyoka from Kyoto Animation, the Purple Show.
The Purple Show.
Everyone keeps the girl who's like the detective and she says curious all the time. I don't know. I don't know if it's a masterpiece, but some people say it's the best Kyo Annie show, and I gotta watch myself if it's better than K-On! Or whether or not it is. I don't know. And then the other one, I guess I'll pick the Tatami Galaxy, because that's another Masaki Yuasa show. Who he did Ping Pong, he did Devilman Crybaby, Kaiba, Mind Game, Kimono Zume. Yeah, he did a whole bunch of stuff. Tatami Galaxy is one of his best, and I haven't seen that.
Nice.
And Deno Coil, so Dr. Block doesn't kill me.
Deno Coil is another on my plan to watch that I think everyone needs to watch.
Dude, Sam, I think you're going to fucking love that. Just like looking at it. Like, look at it.
I've seen.
That's a Sam show.
I've seen AMVs, okay?
Exactly. It has kids. AMVs. It has kids and technology.
So
what more do you need?
So tell
also,
us.
Also, wait, because we forgot to mention this earlier.
I said two, Danny.
No, Husbando and Waifu.
I thought we did those.
No,
we didn't,
didn't
do them, actually.
Maybe they
we
died.
We forgot. Right.
They died.
So, in honor of National Lefties Day, Waifu is Ayano Hanasaki from Hanebado from this summer season. It's about badminton, which is awesome. You should watch it. And Husbando is Yoshijima, who is from Haikyuu of the third season. They are both lefties, so they are automatic Waifu and Husbando for me.
There you go. Waifu and Husbando of the week, because we fucking forgot to do it at the beginning of the show. But anyway.
And two more shows so you don't think I'm stupid. Look, Monogatari,
okay.
Three shows. Monogatari, Serial Experiments Lane, Revolutionary Girl Lieutenant. There we go.
So you don't think I'm stupid.
We're not stupid. All right.
Nick is going to put his list.
We didn't mention it. We don't have time.
Nick is going to put his list on, or we're going to put our list on Imgur and put it on the show notes so you can see what we put. But
the thing is, I can't, it's hard to talk about those shows without rewatching them. Like, how do I talk about Utena and Lane without watching them like 5 minutes before the cast? Because there's so much in them.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, holy shit.
But anyway.
Don't talk about them then.
Let us know.
Well, you have to watch it before you die because it's art.
Let us know what you, if we didn't mention it already, let us know what you think we should watch before we kick the bucket. Because obviously we're big anime fans. You're big anime fans. I haven't seen everything you've seen. You haven't seen everything I've seen. What do you got? 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 Let us know in the comments below. Let us know on Twitter at Anime Summit. And, you know, if you have to make a list, give me a list. Fucking, I don't fucking care.
Dude, you're alive in April. There you go. It's another one.
Give me a
monster.
List.
Monster Musume. All
right.
In honor,
In honor of Quokka.
I want to do that. I want to go up to the other anime podcasters and be like, my favorite anime is Monster. And then they'll start clapping, and then I'll be like, Musume.
And they just stop. But anyways, let us know. Yeah. Let us know at Anime Summit on Twitter, and then or on Discord if you're not part of our Discord. You can find the Discord link in the YouTube description and in our Twitter bio. Go in there, check us out, join our Discord, and have fun discussions with me, Danny, and Nick, and Quokka,
and
everyone else.
If you're a young boy with terminal cancer, watch Gurren Lagann. There you go.
That's okay.
Okay.
Anyway,
specifically for that archetype of person. I'm sorry that it happened, and good luck, you know, but Gurren Lagann, there you go. It's a man.
I've been Sam, he's been Nick, she's been Danny, and we've been the Anime Summit Podcast.
Ooh, Red Line, that's another one.
Okay, Nick.
God. Anything else, Nick?
Oh, it's a very particular archetype. Oh, Clan Ed, so Mac doesn't kill us. All right. Just kidding. Not Clan Ed. Wow, get mad, Mac. Wow.